How to get music.
Okay.
All right.
You get that?
Peter won't come up. There we go.
I got something I was not supposed to get here.
Way more. Good afternoon. We'll call the council back into session. We're here this afternoon for two public hearings. Just in case you're not familiar with how we conduct our hearings, I will ask Mr. Griffin to tell you how they will be conducted, and then we'll start with the first public hearing. Mr. Griffin.
Thank you. When council holds hearings on zoning applications are considered to be legislative hearings, council uses the information obtained during the hearing to decide whether or not to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. After each application is called, Mr. Lank will tell us what happened at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. After that happens, the applicant will be recognized, or whomever represents the applicant, to give the presentation for the applicant. After the applicants made their presentation, we'll provide an opportunity for anyone else who's present and wishes to speak concerning the application to be heard, whether it's in support of or in opposition. After all sides have been heard, typically the hearing is closed. Then council will decide whether or not to take action. Does anyone have any questions regarding the procedure? Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you. First application is conditional use 1687. The application of Robert L. Bueller to consider the conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for an automatic car wash to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.091 acres, more or less, lying on the northerly side of Shawnee Road, being Road 36, and the southeasterly side of Old Shawnee Road, being Road 619. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on May 10th of 2007. We heard comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department. There was no one present on behalf of the application. There were several parties present with concerns about the application. The commission delayed the public hearing until the end of the meeting. We again announced the application. We found there was no one present on behalf of the application. Therefore, there was a motion, a second, and it was carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the lack of record of support, since no one was present in attendance on behalf of the application. That motion carried 5-0. And I would ask, is anyone present on behalf of the applicant?
I don't see anybody.
Just for additional information, gentlemen, I did find that this property has been sold. It was sold on March 27th of this year, since the application was received.
Fired.
Unable to get in touch with the applicant.
Good title.
Well, you have to
read it, and then we say
you have to hold the public. You have to see if there's anybody here opposed or support. Then we close the public hearing and read the title.
Is anyone here on either side of this issue? You're opposed?
Unopposed.
Yep. You are opposed or?
Opposed.
Against.
Okay. This is your lucky day.
We need your name, please.
Charles.
Charles what?
Wharton.
Okay. You got that, Robin?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
No one else.
Close it and read the title then.
We will close the public hearing for lack of a record being made by the applicant. And it's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a B1 neighborhood business district for an automatic car wash to be located in a certain parcel of land in Cedar Creek 100 containing 2.091 acres.
I make a motion we approve conditional use 1678.
Second. I have a motion and a second to approve CU 1687. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Well, I was out of the room, so I missed the public
hearing.
Thank
you. Mr. Phillips?
No record.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on a record recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, due to lack of record at this public hearing, with no applicant, I vote no.
Mr. Jones?
My vote is no, also with no public record.
I vote no with the other council. Motion is denied.
That means it's been denied, sir.
You win.
It's done.
Done.
They can reapply, though, and be another year, right? They can reapply in a year?
Same procedure, though. You'd be notified.
I misunderstood.
Well, they always make the motion in the positive, but the motion was voted down.
I'm against it.
Yeah. We agree with you.
Right.
Property been sold.
That's right. We're done. Next, Mr. Lang.
Next application is change of zone number 1612, the application of Doreen Lucas to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for land lying northwest of Route 9, also known as Savannah Road, 1,000 feet northeast of Route 12 at Westcott's Corner, to be located on 9,100 hundredths of an acre, more or less. Again, this application was reviewed through the Planning and Zoning Commission for a public hearing on May 10 of 2007. We heard comments. I'd sent a letter to the Office of State Planning Coordination advising them of the history of the parcel, that the parcel had been subject to two previous conditional uses, one for a custom sewing workroom and showroom, and the other for expansion of the previous use to allow for additional display and an office, and suggested that the Office of State Planning Coordination waive the application from the plus requirements. I received a letter back from the Office of State Planning Coordination agreeing that the plus process was not necessary based on the history of the use of the parcel. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department. Heidi Balliet was present as attorney on behalf of James Ferrero, the property owner, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1612 to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 agriculture residential to B1 neighborhood business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project is located within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the 2002 update. Two, this change of zone will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Three, the project is in an area that contains other B1 and C1 zone properties and conditional uses. Other uses in the area include doctor's offices, real estate offices, insurance offices, and other B1 and C1 uses. Four, the owner has stated that it will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. And five, B1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping and personal service activities, and that such uses should serve low-density or medium-density residential neighborhoods. This proposed change of zone is consistent with the stated purpose of the B1 zone, and the location along Savannah Road is appropriate for such zoning. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. For the benefit of council, I'll pass down copies of the site that exists. And the only additional comment that I have is we did receive a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. It was received on May 11th. It makes reference that the soils on site are mapped to be Greenwich loam with a 0 to 2% slope, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation upon completion of construction, that there are no storm flood hazard areas and no tax ditches affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum was a copy of an aerial infrared and also a copy of the soil survey map of the area and also an interpretation map of the soils. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
The Balliet.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Heidi Balliet. I'm with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here on behalf of Three Brothers Real Estate Corporation. They're technically the property owner of the property. As was approved at the Planning and Zoning Commission, they are standing in substitution of the applicant for this application for change of zone 1612. Mr. Ferraro is here with me. He's the president of the corporation, and our proposal is to change the zone of this property from AR1 to B1. Currently, the property has two conditional uses that were previously issued. Most recently, the property was the site of Dreamweaver, which was an interior design and upholstery type business that had a showroom and an office. Our request is for the zoning to change to B1, which would permit general business and professional type offices. Our proposal is for this to be a real estate office that would operate from the current site on the property with no additional construction. And Mr. Farrar is also considering renting part of the property for use as a chiropractic office, both of which are permitted uses under Section 11568 of the B1 zoning code. I'd like to make several points in support of our application. First, there are prior conditional uses. The first conditional use was approved by the county in 1995. It was then updated 2002. So therefore, the property has a history of about 10 years of business-type use. And that was also documented as well by the state's letter that's in the file. The predominant use of the general vicinity, it shows that there's B1, C1, and other conditional uses in the immediate vicinity. B1 is directly across the street, which is the site of Dr. Palakar's office at 1526 Savannah Road. There's also B1 on Clay Road, just around near West Coates intersection. Conditional uses are approved for several surrounding properties. There's one at 1519 Savannah Road. There's also the Bayview Medical Center complex and the one for Bay Health Associates. I believe there's also one behind Happy Harry's, which I believe is Dr. Speaker's medical complex. The entire corner at the West Coates and Savannah Road intersection is zoned C1, and that continues from Savannah Road all the way around to Clay Road. This property also has utility services to the site. Central water, as well as a sewer. This site is currently approved for 2.43 EDUs, which is sufficient for the site. There are no plans by the applicant to expand or construct any additional buildings. They plan on using the current buildings that are there. And any redevelopment of the site would, of course, have to go through site plan approval, as we had the discussion at planning and zoning with regard to that. There's no objections from DelDOT as far as the traffic, and our plans is for the use not to increase. There's plenty of parking available right now. We believe there's about 30 spaces. They, at any one time, only need for the current use, propose about 10 at any one time. The hours of operation would be Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 and 5, with some limited evenings to 7 p.m. There is a need for the community for this type of use. The site is currently in the desirable area of Savannah Road for medical offices. The demand is well known for general and professional uses in that area. We believe our proposal for real estate office and chiropractic office is consistent with other uses immediately in that vicinity. And in fact, the trend of the area is moving towards this being a more B1 district. Our uses are not out of character with the neighborhood. They're not adverse to other property and their values. Therefore, the land use and development trends would allow this site to be an appropriate B1 zoning and a site for a real estate office and medical type office. The comprehensive plan has the property in the environmentally sensitive developing area and permits the type of use in the plan, and it states uses should be limited to neighborhood shopping and businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population, and this area is certainly one of those types of areas. A rezone to B1 would permit and be consistent with those uses in the immediate area. It's not overly broad to permit too many inconsistent uses, and a rezone is appropriate to eliminate the need to keep coming back for additional conditional uses that aren't already permitted. In conclusion, the granting of the change of zone is in accordance with the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the health, safety, morals, order, convenience, and prosperity of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. And the adoption of the change of zone is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. So we respectfully request the change of zone to be approved, and we thank you for your attention. And I'll ask Dr. Ferraro to come up, and we can field any questions that you might have. Dr. Ferraro.
Hello.
So if you have questions, we'll...
Questions? You explained it pretty thorough.
Is there any intent on the part of the applicant to self-restrict to the other things that could be allowed in B1, such as the more high-density type of uses that are permitted in B1?
Yeah, I think right now the focus is on what's needed, which is the medical and professional-type offices. Your intent is not to do any higher-density residential, anything like that?
Not at all.
Yeah, just
if you know there are like 20-something permitted uses.
Exactly.
Banks, filling stations, some that are a lot more high traffic uses than what your client's proposing.
Yeah, it's sort of capacity on the site anyway.
You have no intention of bank with drive-through.
The engineering office recommended be rejected,
right?
Because of they didn't acknowledge the uses. They didn't acknowledge the zoning. Because it's an AR district with conditional uses, and it's been twice in 10 years. They still didn't acknowledge the fact that it was a business on the premise in their comments.
If you agree with the zone change, they still have to address it.
Can't see them.
No.
They can get a zoning change, but then they have to go back to engineering and make sure they have capacity for whatever they use it for.
Yeah, we have to go through the plan approval.
But if you know, there's been a change when the zoning's in place and permits something, this council has directed the engineering department to give them the additional density, even if the engineering department is not in compliance. That is what's happening now, gentlemen. Don't unless you say something like that or they restrict themselves. If there's certain things they're allowed to do in a B1 district and it exceeds the sewer capacity of their part, they get it. Okay? Right? You do agree to it. You agree to
it?
They get it.
They don't. If the engineering says no, they don't.
No, I'm sorry. If the zoning is in place that permits something that would exceed the engineering capacity's assumptions, they've been told to give them what the zoning provides for, unless they've restricted themselves
deed
somehow.
Restriction on it or something.
Unless they've deed restricted it, and they have not done that. Right? That's how it works. Right, Jim?
Correct.
Thank you.
I'm assuming from your comments, Heidi, that the existing buildings that are there now will be the ones used for the proposed uses?
Yes. There is no plan to enlarge it.
It'll look less commercial than it does now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a B1 district.
You understand.
All right, you understand.
And most of the buildings that are going up there are significantly larger than, what we have, and the uses are similar to what we're proposing, but there's no intention on our part to construct anything at the present time. No. Otherwise, we'd be back right here for another conditional use because that's approved.
Jim,
would
what
not.
Would they have to do to give the council some sense of
comfort
that we would that they would have to follow the engineering department? Would they have to deed restrict themselves to sewer capacity? Because we haven't, at the county level, we haven't restricted them. So would they have to restrict themselves? How could we, because we just had a previous, earlier in the morning, a sewer issue. So if we're trying to protect the capacity of the sewer and the long range impacts, whatever, what could they do? Or what could we do? Do we have the ability to do anything? We can't put any restrictions in a change of zone, right?
Not in a change of zone.
But they could do something, right?
Let's see. Correct. It said
tell me how that works.
The assumption's 2.43 EDUs.
That's what's currently approved. That's all we need right now.
That's all you need.
Yeah. I mean, in the future, who knows what?
Yeah.
What the county even requirements would be. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, anyway, never mind. They understand. I think they do.
Okay.
Anything further?
Would Heidi be willing to restrict yourself, or the applicant restrict himself to the engineering department's EDU classifications?
I'm hesitant to reply to that only because I don't know the depth of the discussion. We'd have to have some more involved discussion about
that. They have made comments. They actually said turn you down.
Right. And I in my presentation I said we can we it was our assumption we would go through the site plan approval, go through Lawrence to approve any new building. That approval would still be required. So.
But what we're told is it's not required.
So it's required to get engineering for a site plan.
Right, but the engineering department, as we just found out, so you're not willing to restrict yourself to any engineering's?
I'm not saying we're not willing to. I'm just saying I would like to have more discussion of whatever the restriction would be, if there's going to be
probably
one proposed.
If you did that, it would be something like restricting yourself not to use the other permissible uses, the more high-density uses.
But whatever. I don't like I just said. I don't know. It just seems...
And essentially, you'd be saying we're restricting it against using it for anything other than what we're asking for. But aside from that, if it's approved, then... and they change it to a different use, the density's got to be provided.
Right. Somehow along the line, we did that.
The site's only less than 1 acre, so you're never going to get too big of a project on it.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Griffin.
We'll see if anyone else is here, if that concludes your presentation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anyone else here who would like to speak either in favor of or in opposition to the application? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized.
Close it and read it.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.9183 acres.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve CZ-1612. Questions? Mr. Cole.
It just seems that I get to the top of my district, and it seems, I guess, nobody's concerned about the sewer capacity over in that area. So I'll vote yes. So, you know, what the heck? I'll give up. You guys win.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr.
You don't care. You all don't. If you don't care, I don't care, Dale.
Based on the recommendation of Mr. Cole, I vote yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Hey,
Mr. Rogers.
I vote yes.
Yeah, figured that.
Mr. Jones.
My vote is yes also with P&G's recommendation.
Figured that.
I voted yes. I agree. Mr. Cole.
Yep.
Motion's carried.
Right.
Thank you. I need a motion
you
to...
pick your battles.
I need a motion to adjourn, gentlemen, if you're done.
So moved.
I have a motion second to adjourn. All in favor signify by saying aye. Oh, so carried. Have a good day.
Mr. Godwin, would you research and find out when the council directed engineering department to...